Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi there. I just called someone and told them that there had been a charge made on my my bank for something called Beyonce 10 LOC, and she said that was an iPad, but I haven't ordered an iPad. And this is on 318.
Did you register for a survey for an entry to win a vacuum cleaner or an iPhone or anything like that, ma'am?
I don't think so. I don't remember I don't remember doing that. But I didn't order one. And so
no,
go
ahead, ma'am.
And I didn't order one, and I wouldn't have dare paid $56 for it. So
no, that's for an iPad. Okay.
Yeah.
So what initiated the charge, ma'am? Let me try to locate an account with you first. What's your zip code?
29505. This must be a type of fraud, honey. I don't know what it is.
No, ma'am. Well, I'm not a fraudulent company that you're calling, ma'am. I'm just trying to locate the transaction.
If it's some kind of fraud, I didn't order it. If I didn't order it, honey, it's some kind of fraud.
If it is fraud, ma'am, I don't have a problem with transferring you over to our fraud department, but I was trying to recollect your memory of anything that you might have paid a dollar or two for to register for a sweepstake to win an iPad or something of the sort. Would have been like you received a link or an email stating to register to win for an iPad. Any of those would have triggered
that's not buying anything, sweetheart.
I understand. And what's your name, ma'am?
Linda Jones.
Okay, Miss Jones, verify your address for me, please.
It's in Florence, South Carolina, 605 Florence, South Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. I have your transaction.
I don't know how in the world they could have got my bank information.
Well, if you didn't enter your bank information to order the $7.95, I have a transaction here pulling up. Just hold on a minute.
All right. So, okay, what is it, baby?
So here's where we start at. On July 2021, you agreed to pay $6.70 for a pulse oximeter. It was shipped out to you on July 29th.
Wait a minute. In July, I ordered a meter.
A pulse oximeter.
Oh, okay. Pulse meter. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So that was on July 28th, 2021. You agreed to pay the shipping and handling to send the pulse oximeter.
That was only $6-$7, right?
You agreed to pay $6.70 for the shipping and handling to receive the pulse oximeter, okay?
Okay.
That was shipped on July 29th. Now, the next step from that, they sending you out the welcoming gift or the free gift for you pay the shipping and handling as an introduction to their gadget club. On 8-1... That's when you became a member of the Gadget Club. That was August 1st, 2021, for $49.97. You also... $49.97. That was August...
I have not done that. I absolutely have not done that.
No, you listen to me, ma'am. You said that you did the $6.70 to receive the pulse oximeter, right?
I guess so. I mean, I know we have a pulse meter. I mean, I don't remember ordering that, but you're saying
well,
I ordered it. That's fine.
I mean, but, you would know whether you did or not, ma'am. $49.46 is the card that was used that you agreed to pay $6.70 to receive the pulse oximeter. In the terms and conditions, it tells you, you might have not said $49.97 that I ordered this, but in the terms and conditions, it tells you if you don't let them know in 2 days, 48 hours, that you don't want to become a member, they automatically enroll you into the gadget store and the gadget club.
That's a lie. I did not join that. I did not join the gadget.
Ma'am, you're not hearing me. If you did the $6.70 to receive the pulse oximeter, what happens from that point is when you put your credit card in, it asks you to accept the terms and conditions. If you accepted those terms and conditions and they wasn't read, what it said to you in those terms and conditions, that if you don't let us know in 48 hours that you do not want to be a member of the gadget store, they was going to automatically enroll you into the gadget store, which is $49.97.
Okay, I was tricked. I want that canceled, and I want that this fall. And I want my $56 back in my bank in the morning, or tell me your legal department.
This is what's going to happen.
I'm 75 years old, and somebody's trying to take advantage of me, and that's wrong, and you should not like that.
Ma'am, your card was entered. This is what I can do for you. Only thing I can do is go to March 18th. That's the most recent charge, okay? The most recent charge is $56.95. I can't do anything about August, September, March. I can't do anything about those, because if you had called us back in July, there would not have been an August charge or a September charge, okay? So going forward, the most current charge is it's on March 18th. All right, so for $56.95, ma'am, I can offer 50% of that $56.95 back to you. And
it's $54.34, and I'm going to take it out off of my account tomorrow.
And as I was saying, the main concern you need to have, ma'am, is make sure this account is canceled so you won't be charged for April, okay? It's not about the charge. You've been charged already for March. But what you want to have done, if you don't want to receive...
I am not paying for March. That was a scam. Somebody has deliberately did that, and I'm not going to do that.
You've already done that. It has been...
I did not do that. Somebody tricked me. I did not do that.
Ma'am, this is what I can do for you, okay? I'm going to refund this $56.95 back to you and cancel your account going forward, okay? If you hold on, I'll give you a cancellation number.
Okay.
You're getting the $56 back, but what you really need to be concerned about, you don't receive any additional charges. So the main...
And make sure that I never receive another thing.
Well, we got to let me do this, because you're talking about this $56.95. I can cancel that. I mean, I can refund that, but you'll get charged in April. So what you need to do is make sure that your account is canceled.
Okay. Let's do it right now, baby. Thank you so much.
Hold on. So you get something to write with. I'm going to give you a cancellation number.
I've got a pen.
So I'm going to refund the $56.95. This did stem back from July of 2021. So the $56.95 goes back to your bank. Now, that's up to your bank, 3 to 5 business days, when you get refunded is anywhere from 3 to 5 days, okay? All right, now, I've refunded that successfully. The next thing I need to do for you is make sure your account is canceled so you won't get charged in April for the $56.95.
Okay.
With that being said, I need to make a notation on the account. And the notation is customer called in to cancel account. All right. Customer called in to cancel account. I offered 50% offered. Refund.
I need to know the name of this company.
Ma'am, let me finish your cancellation so I won't get distracted on that, okay?
Okay, honey.
Offer 50% refund. Okay, customer called in to cancel account. Offer 50%. Customer declined the 50% refund. I offered full refund. Customer accepted. So I made that notation to your account.
Thank you, honey.
Now, let me make sure that's done. Your cancellation number, ma'am?
Okay.
Will be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
2593436 33
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. And
but I'm not finished now. I need to know the name of your company and your address.
I don't have an address, ma'am. I'm calling from a call center. Okay, you can call back here and check on anything.
Then I want you to fix something in there. Do not ever call my number again.
Well,
I
didn't call your number, ma'am. I didn't call your number. You called here, remember?
I know, but I don't want anybody ever from that to call me.
No, ma'am. I want you.
But I
apply
the name of company and address, baby. Your address.
There is no address to give you, ma'am. You can call back here. This is the call center that handles all of the accounts. You can hang up and call back and get a different agent and make sure it's canceled. You can call back tomorrow and get a different agent and make sure it's canceled. I'm looking at your notations right now. I made myself, and I have to, and it say, customer refunded $56.95 as well as customer account is canceled as of 3:19 at 2:41 a.m. in the morning. Bye, Bernadette.
I just think I'm taking advantage of it because I didn't know anything about this.
Ma'am, let me say this. So your account is canceled. Back in July, you ordered that $7.95 to receive that pulse meter. That's what triggered all of this. It does tell you they're going to join. You're going to join. If you had just called and didn't join in 2 days, none of that would have happened. So all that was listed in the terms and conditions, ma'am. And if they were read before you checked the box, before you put in your card number, you would have known they was going to do that. So that's why the courtesy, I gave you the last charge back to you based on a courtesy from here. And I'm calling from the call center. I gave you a cancellation number. You won't receive any more charges. I also gave you a refund of $56.95. I've canceled your account. I gave you a cancellation number, ma'am. Is there anything I can do for you now?
Okay, I need to know, so I won't ever do this again, honey. What is your call number then? Let's see. I've got that.
What now? You have the number to hear. Yes, ma'am.
Is that the only number for your business?
Yes, ma'am, because we represent hundreds of companies. We're a call center that represents all of the companies that call in. I'm further looking to see if there's a different number for you to call, and it's not. You call here because we handle their accounts.
I don't ever order anything. Getting a $7 item to check your husband's pulse, and you think you're buying that one item, that's one thing. But signing up for all this stuff, that was not couldn't have possibly been told to me.
Yes, ma'am. Of all of our hundreds of members that love being members of the Gadget Club, we have hundreds, thousands of members as members of the Gadget Club. And those they chose to be charged $56 a month so they can use the $125 gift card so they can shop each month with the gift card they give them, and you can shop each month as well. You chose that you did not want to be that, so we canceled that account for you. You don't have to be.
But I never received $125.
That would be in your that would have been in your email that come from Best Fast Offers. It would have been in the email sometime back. The account's canceled now, though, but you won't receive any more charges.
Okay. Where's your place? Where are you located?
We're in California, ma'am.
Yeah.
You're not understanding me. We handle the accounts for the companies that you're asking me about. We handle the accounts for them. You called about your purchase. I was able to see your purchase. I was able to pull your account up. I was able to offer your offer on the account as far as accepting the terms.
Well, why are you saying it's going to take 2 or 3 days before it gets?
Because that's up to your bank, ma'am. I have submitted the refund. That's just like you can go to Target and they say, let me put it back on my card, and they'll say, it go back in 3 to 5 days. That has nothing to do with me. That has to do when the bank put it back on your card. It has refund has been submitted. It's just when the bank's going to put it back. I can't tell you you're going to get it back tomorrow because that depends on the bank.
My bank will do it if you send it in.
And if you say so, that's fine. It's done. If you need to call back next week, it's done. If you need to call back tomorrow, it's done on our end.
How do I know that?
Because I said, ma'am, you can call back in here and ask about that same account. And they will tell you what I just notated. Chances are you won't get me anyways when you call back because we are a call center.
Can you look on that thing and see when I ordered it for $7.95 a pulse meter, can you tell me where I ordered it from?
No, ma'am. I can only say that you ordered it and you would have ordered it from either a receipt that you got either from a CVS, Home Depot, Costco, T-Mobile, any numerous of places.
Because I don't want that to happen again.
Ma'am, I have the account notated that it will not happen again.
Okay. Thank you, honey. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. Ma'am?
I just feel like I was taking advantage of it. And I don't think that's fair.
No, you just need you accepted the terms and conditions is what made it a valid charge, ma'am. You had an option at the time on the terms and conditions not to accept it and not to put your card number in. When you put the card number in and you accepted the terms and agreement, it said to you what it was going to do. It said it was going to charge you in 48 hours to become a member of the club.
I was not told that.
Whether you read the conditions, I don't know, ma'am, but I've refunded the $56.95, and I've canceled your account going forward.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for calling customer service.